Acts chapter 23. Paul looked straight upon the member there at the council and said,
"Brethren, up to this day I live my life with a clear conscience front of God."
Then Ananias, whether me the high priest, tell some man when me the next to Paul for liquor in his mouth. When Paul hear that, he said,
"Damn me you a lick, God will lick you down, you hypocrite. You are just like the whitewashed wall. You will judge me with the law, but you yourself the broke the law when you did look for slap me."
Then one woman did stand up, they say,
"The how dare you? You can't talk like that and insult the high priest with God put there."
Paul said,
"Brethren, I never knew that he named the high priest. I have to admit that the scripture do say you're not to talk bad about your leader."
By this time, Paul realized that some of the men are my Sadducee and some are my Pharisee. So he holler say,
"Brethren, I the Pharisee and the son of a Pharisee. They haul me in at this court because I believe that one day the dead will raise up back to life."
Well, when Paul said that, argument broke out between the Pharisee them on one side and the Sadducee them on the other side. You see? The Sadducee them said that when somebody done dead, they don't want to come back to life again. And they don't believe in an angel nor spirit neither. But the Pharisees don't believe in all of that. So big commotion me there. Some of the teachers of the law belongs to the Pharisee party then get hot and jump up the set.
"We no find nothing wrong with this man. Suppose that our spirit or our angel they talk to him."
Well, the quarrel get hotter and hotter. So the commander decides to do something because he's afraid so that they don't want to tear Paul to pieces. He ordered the soldier there to get Paul out of there and carry him back to the soldier barracks. That night, the Lord come to Paul and say,
"Not give up, Paul. Same way how you witness about me at Jerusalem, that is same way you want to have a witness about me at Rome."
The next morning, some Jews come together and they make one vow say that they don't want to eat nothing nor drink nothing till they kill Paul. There may over 40 of them will make this vow. All of them come together and go in front of the chief priest there and the other Jewish leader there and tell them say,
"We vow amongst ourselves that we know I eat nothing and we know I drink nothing till we don't kill Paul. So what you could do, that pretend say you want to find out more from Paul about this whole matter. So make Uno and the council ask the commander to bring him back so Uno could question him. Then before he even confront Uno, we want to kill him."
But Paul never hear about the plan. At the same time, he gone to the barracks and tell Paul. Paul call one of the officers there and tell him, say,
"Care this young man that the commander, he got something important to tell him."
So the officer carry to the commander and explain, say,
"The prisoner when you Paul, ask me if you carry this young man to you, because I got something to tell you."
The commander carried the boy one side so nobody could hear. I asked and said,
"Now what you want to tell me?"
Paul never tell and say,
"Sir, some Jews are asking to bring Paul to the council tomorrow, and they will pretend say they want to ask us some questions to get more information. But please not believe what they say. Come more than 40 men were they hide along the way to jump on her and kill her. All of them make a vow say that they know I eat nothing, nor drink nothing till they kill Paul. They don't got everything set. They only they wait for the go ahead for you."
Before the commander send away the young man, he wanna say,
"Don't make nobody know say you tell me this."
So now the commander called two of the officers and tell them say,
"Get together 200 soldiers for God of Caesarea and 70 man per house. And 200 soldiers with spear will want travel per foot. I want them ready for march by 9 o'clock tonight. Paul will need some horse too for travel pan. I want you to carry a safe one to Felix the governor."
So the commander write one letter like this:
"From Claudius Lysias to your excellency the governor Felix, greetings. This man may get arrested by some Jews when I want to kill him. But same time, I come with my soldier then and rescue him. Call me land say that he that me was a Roman citizen. After that, I carry in front of the council to try find out the way me do. I soon find out say that there is something to do with fidein religious lading. that me nothing when me deserve death nor lock up. But later now, somebody can tell me about my plan for killer. Right away, I send on to you. I don't tell me that whatever charge they got against her, if you make them bring it to you, please take charge of this matter.
So that night, the soldier then care Paul that the city are Antipatris, as they may order them for do. Then the soldier then went me there on foot, turned back and gone at the barracks at Jerusalem, whilst the soldier then pan has care Paul at Caesarea. When they reached Caesarea, then care Paul and the letter straight to Governor Felix. He read it, and then he asked Paul that what country he come from. Paul answered and said,
Cilicia.
Then the governor said,
well, I want to hear your case as soon as they want to regard the case against your come.
Then the governor ordered that they lock up Paul in at the prison at Herod Palace.